And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
Us an email at tnt@tntradioempire.com. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Speaking of drink prices, I just had the story this morning, but I have the headline at least. I know there's a woman and her husband were in London for New Year's Eve, and a U.S. couple, and she ordered this drink and ended up costing her $2,300. She thought it said $23. It was in pounds, and she messed up. It was a whiskey with some gold flakes on it. Obviously, a special and a New Year's Eve special. She ordered it. It was $2,300, and the husband left. He was pissed. He just left her there and said, "You're going to deal with this."
Okay, and I think I found this.
And then, what's in the drink? It's some sort of whiskey.
Let's see. Ordered a 2,000-pound cocktail. Couldn't afford it. Let's see.
I know that what happened was she told them, and she drank it, and then realized what it was. She goes, "I didn't know it was that much." And they were kind enough after a day or so to just take it off the bill and say, "Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous." Yeah. But
some whiskey is that expensive.
Yeah, obviously.
Is it
right.
Just the age of it, or the gold flakes, or what?
I don't know, because... there's a whiskey place in Omaha I've been to, a place called Proof, and the owner of that was telling me about all the whiskey bottles he has there, and some of that, like a shot of the whiskey is upwards of a couple $1,000 he has up
there.
Yeah,
okay, this was a cocktail that featured Cristal,
right,
sprinkled with gold leaf and a 30-year-old whiskey.
Yeah, so I'm thinking they gave it to her they didn't charge at all because she was a mess up, but then they lost out in that money. Because I asked him, they have a company that comes in these places, these whiskey places that concentrate on whiskey, and they measure and weigh everything overnight.
Oh, yeah, you see that on the Bar Rescue.
Right, overnight they come in. Yeah, Bar Rescue is cheap crap, usually. This is really expensive.
Yeah,
people are ripping anybody off.
Employees aren't nipping at the $2,000 whiskey.
And I said, "You ever take down a bottle and take a shot of this $1,000 stuff?" Because that very rarely, because it's money. It costs me money.
Yeah, but this dude walking out on the bill, let's say one of our
The guy walked out, left his wife there to deal with it. Yeah. He was mad at her for ordering that.
Okay, but either way, we're paying for it.
Yeah, I don't get that either. Yeah. I guess he figured out, I don't know. I don't remember that. That was just my husband walked out.
Yeah, she says
he was a douchebag.
It was a cocktail called the 1890, and she thought the cost of it was 18.9 pounds.
Which is $23, right?
And so, they said the waiter brought out a bottle of Cristal, popped it open, the gold leaf, 30-year-old cognac, and gave her this huge book to sign, and they were just thinking, "Oh, this is fancy, this is neat." And then
she bought it. Bells went off. She bought it.
And then they get the bill.
Wow, they really go all out for this drink.
Yeah.
Oh, for $30.
For $23.
Yeah. And then they get a 2,000-pound bill.
Yeah.
At this restaurant, and they're like, "Oh, damn!"
I keep saying 2,000 pounds. I'm just picturing a very heavy bill.
There was other people checking it on. I must have been a Reddit thread. There's some other dumb bitch, and I hate to call her that, but that's what she is.
Bring a bill attached to a buffalo.
Yeah, this woman ordered a steak, thinking the steak was $9. $9.30. It was $93. Who goes to a fancy steakhouse and thinks they're getting a $9 steak?
People who obviously have not been out to eat since the 60s.
Right.
Yeah, they were at Ponderosa in 1978, Todd. Yeah, to get a $9 steak. Yeah. She was like, yeah, I thought it was $9.30, and it was $93. I'm thinking, where the hell are you at,
and
lady?
And the Sizzler, you get the salad bar.
Sizzler. Yes.
For
love
$9.
The Sizzler back in there. And you get the salad
How
bar.
How did she
with
stop
it?
Licking the window long enough to order?
I don't know, man. It didn't say if she was licking the window, but she.
Ma'am. I'll take
yeah,
the
I
steak.
Understand. I did, but
it looks like in this particular case with this lady, the blame ended up kind of falling on the bartender.
Yeah, right. But
because,
they didn't fire the bartender. They were joking
he
about
needed
it.
Needed to warn them.
Because
right.
It's part of. I guess it's probably part of the protocol with that drink that they go.
Oh God,
no. For real, you need to like this is a $2,000 drink.
People would be offended by that.
No, I
if,
think
if
no,
you're super I'm rich or whatever, and be like, "Hey, are you aware that this is $2,000?" You'd be like, "Yeah."
No, I don't think you might if you are offended, you're gonna be stupid. Think about it. That's kind of dumb because bartenders at airports will warn me all the time. I say I want a double Bloody Mary. I go, I gotta tell you, I get it. I'm not offended by it. I got it, but they tell you that because you know why they tell you that because they deal with it a lot more.
Yeah, it happens.
Todd
double
gets
Bloody
warning.
Mary is 24.
Todd gets warnings at the airport bar too, but yes. Not about the price.
No, well, you just can't cut them off, right?
Sir,
you're done.
Yeah.
More than once, a guy said to me, "I get a double Bloody Mary." The guy goes, "You know, it's like $28." I said, "Yeah, I know." They do feel sorry though, Nick. He looks at me thinking, "Oh, this guy's he's going to spend the money to get drunk."
Apparently, it sounds like this has happened before at this place.
Yeah,
where someone
you gotta warn these people
accidentally
right.
ordered this, not done the conversion right, and this lady said this happened on their first night of a 5-night stay at this hotel,
big
5-star place, and she said like for. The rest of the stay, they just avoided the bar like the plague because they didn't want to. She was so embarrassed. And then they finally went in on the last night, and the manager saw her and was like, "Hey, it's all good. We'll take care of it.
Right.
We need to make sure that our bartenders are saying, hey, you know this is a very expensive drink.
Maybe
right?
Apparently, put something on the menu.
Well, they do put it on
the
menu.
Warning.
It's a price tag.
It's a price tag. They put it on there. It's $2,300 basically, but it was. In pounds, right?
Yeah. It was 2,000 pounds, but still, at that point, nobody expects to pay 2,000 pounds at a bar for one drink.
She
so that's when you have to say, are you sure?
She is. This isn't pesos, by the way. If you hear the word 2,000 pounds, you know it's not $23. Now, 2,000 pesos is what, $2? You know?
Yeah, sure. Something like that.
I mean, Britain's got a pretty decent economy with their money, so, you know.
Pound is worth more than the dollar.
It's a little, it's a little closer, right? Exactly. Yeah.
You get nervous when the guy comes out with the gold flakes, and he's like, "Say when."
Well, and the bottle of Cristal.
Like, what's this? This might be problematic.
She didn't know. Hey, and then she said, "I didn't even really like it. It's whiskey based. I don't really like whiskey."
Okay. Yeah, she didn't even enjoy it.
The manager did joke with her right away and said that they fired the bartender, and then she was all bummed out. She goes, "Oh no, don't! I'll pay for it." He goes, "No, I'm joking." You know.
Yeah, the Cristal alone is a $200 or more bottle of champagne. So
I want to know if it's one of us. I
want to
know if it's one of us sitting there if we get the benefit of the doubt and not a girl going, "Oh, I'm sorry."
No.
I'm guessing I'm paying.
Yeah, that's
for that.
Probably
look
why the husband left the wife to deal with it.
Yes.
She could just turn the waterworks on.
Yep.
And they would respond more to her. Right. Otherwise they're looking at him saying, get control of your bitch here.
No.
Give me my money.
According to her, he left because he was furious.
Man. But I like the secondary thought, too, Todd. Maybe she can cry and I'll leave.
Yeah.
Right? You're with the bitch. Sorry, we're using that word a lot this morning. Whatever. Close to the holidays.
At least you didn't call her a donkey.
We're in a jolly mood, you know. Getting close to the holidays.
Jolly, yeah.
All right, we learned about the forking of the Orioles, which I'd never heard of before.
No. Oreos.
And then he came across this. You get the headline. The Kiven method is the new oral sex move that blows women's brains out. And a sex therapist explains how to safely do it. What it is you know, she's lying on her back, and instead of you approaching her from, you know, the 90-degree angle, you come at it in a perpendicular fashion. So you're coming at it from the side. So you look, when you're arranged there, it's like a 90-degree angle. And that's not new.
No, it's not new
I invented that move.
I don't think you did, actually.
I know. I'm pretty sure I was the first guy. to ever do that move. Was a woman in college. She said, that's the first time. I've been with 100 guys. That's the first time a guy like that done that to me. Thanks for that's blowing my tape, brains out.
Thanks, pilot.
That's nothing new.
No.
Well, I guess if it...
Problem is, you could arrange, you make sure your ass isn't right up there in her face, though. But, of course, you want that sometimes, you know.
Well, I mean, it's hard to...
No, that would be a 69, then.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the whole way up.
You're at a different angle.
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of hard to come up with something that's truly new in the world of sex when it comes to a move or a position or something? I mean, unless you're in introducing some sort of new technology like an AI sex robot... I mean, it's all been done at some point, hasn't it?
Yeah. Once the Kama Sutra was published, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the encyclopedia.
There's no other moves.
Nothing's truly new. You might not have heard of it, but it's been done before.
Yeah, but somebody could do this to somebody tonight, and it would be new to them.
Yeah.
Is there tossing in the Kama Sutra?
I don't know. Good question.
Great question. I'll have to ask my Indian neighbors today.
Introduce yourself
the dog
first.
I'll say, hey, I don't know their names yet. I'll just say, hey.
Why don't you just ask to borrow their coffee?
Is there tossing in the Kama Sutra? My first thing I'd ever say to eat any of them would be that. Except for hi. And I'll say it to one of the women, too, by the way.
They must flag it down.
Yeah.
It's an important emergency.
You know what tossing is first? Okay.
Young people now are.
I think you could sound
getting into that.
You could sound racist as anybody there just by assuming they have a copy of it. So just ask them that. Yeah, hey, you mind if I borrow your copy of the Kama Sutra?
Yeah,
doing a
little research. There's tossing in there.
Yeah.
Dude, I was born in Toledo.
You probably wouldn't enjoy it, but I do a radio show.
You can get a copy of it on Amazon.
You're right, Todd. That would be crazy. That is kind of just assuming they get a copy somewhere of the Kama Sutra, right? Is there tossing in it? So apparently sex toys for straight guys is big business now. Are these fleshlights?
Amongst.
Fleshlights and butt plugs, I'm guessing, in the morning.
Yeah, what else would there be?
What else would be?
Prostate toys.
Oh, that's butt plug. Yeah. Or a toy. Yeah,
what's the difference between a dildo and a prostate toy?
We'll show you during the
shape,
break.
I believe.
Yeah. The dildo might not vibrate.
There's one thing in here that looks like it's kind of a little suction machine.
Well, that's a fleshlight, right?
No. It's got batteries and something.
The auto suck.
There's air moving through.
Oh, it's an auto suck. Got it. All right.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
People still do that in the car, though. I don't think that's safe, man. Getting an auto suck in the car, you know. Of course, I'm getting a roadie in a car is not safe either, but you do it.
But they say the male sex toy market is expected to double over
Straight male.
Just males, but they say more and more of these things are being targeted at straight males, which is new. Yeah.
Why should gay guys have
all the fun? Stigma is going away?
Yeah.
It should.
Yeah, it should.
Yeah, but I don't know anybody with a toy, though. But I'm sure.
Why?
But you know,
guys, most guys don't bring it up if they had a toy. For themselves.
Yeah, not everybody's right. Walsh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
What's Walsh got?
Well, remember, he told us he tried a couple of these things once or twice.
Oh, that's right.
Didn't he try to return it?
Yeah. I think he just threw it out after once because he got ridiculed by somebody. But they said
that's right. They gave it to him. It was in college, and he used it. Like stupid college kids, they gave him crap for it. But they all would have used it. He just admitted it.
But they say over the next 10 years, the market for these male sex toys, they expect to hit somewhere just short of $40 billion worth of sales. And they say vibrating rings, prostate toys, even what they call mechanical masturbators. So there's a lot of different brands that apparently are launching sex toys aimed at dudes and specifically straight dudes.
Do these come with in a brown paper wrapper, Puss? I should ask you.
They have one pretty quick.
They don't say the name of the side.
All these places, you're ordering all this stuff online. Yeah. No, nobody is going to the store to buy these things anymore.
Mechanical
then it shows up in a big box.
But they're delivering them to you. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Is it in a brown paper wrapper from the UPS or the postman?
It probably just looks, in discreet packaging, like they all say.
I think it's the opposite of discreet.
Everything comes in discreet packaging anymore.
Yeah.
It's Amazon. It's a brown envelope.
Well, if you get something that's not discreet packaging, then it's a gag gift. Remember,
right.
Somebody sent us one time.
Oh yeah, the ones that say it on the side of the box.
It was like a big tube, and it said like biggiantdildo.com on the side of the tube,
and
it was sent
delivered to somebody, right?
You know, that's a gag gift if it looks like that. Otherwise, everything comes in discreet packaging.
I told the story years ago. My dad called me one day. He was at the post office, and this is mid-'80s somewhere, and he goes, hey, Mike, you know, he threw his name out there. I went to high school with a guy. I said, yeah, I know that guy. I don't know him that well, but I know who he is. He goes, he got a rubber dink in the mail. He just told me. He said, well, the guy comes home, and the postman, it was a manila envelope with a big rubber dildo in it. You know, and that was big news back in the day. So
isn't that a violation of the HIPAA Act?
Yeah, it probably was. Yeah. But I don't know if that applies to the post office. It's not
Buchanan.
It's just my dad saying this guy got a rubber.
I suppose you can share it with your family. But
I really wasn't surprised. You know,
but I suppose a postman couldn't get on Facebook or social media blab about a package you delivered, could he?
No, that would probably get you in trouble.
No, he just called me at the house and told me he did that. Yeah.
And see, there you go, adding to the stigma.
Yes.
It didn't surprise me.
They talk. You tell me they don't talk. They're human beings, man. You know. Cameron Logsdon in the studio a little later on this morning.
But you could do that at the post office. Post that sort of stuff up. And from what I understand, they won't fire you. You have to kill somebody before they fire you.
Yeah, you do.
Isn't that the case?
Well, I don't know what it is now.
Yeah, maybe. I think if you kill, they have a meeting about that, see if they can get rid of you.
It wasn't until social media was a thing where we had to worry about privacy concerns at the post office. You know, I mean, they were going to see stuff, but they had no way to, you know, tell people in mass.
One of my favorite post office stories is the drunk in Wisconsin who put his vehicle through the post office when he was coming back from his appointed rounds.
Right.
And they just gave him a desk job. Yeah. You don't get to drive anymore. You're drunk. Sit at the desk.
Go sell stamps.
Go drink at that desk.
That's true. Cameron will be here later on. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.